Cloudy now, 72 degrees downtown at the Arch at 751.
Interesting series of results from elections that took place yesterday around the country. To help us out and crunch the numbers is AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Bodlander. A couple of big wins for the ladies in California, but I think probably more importantly, Senator Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas defied an anti-incumbent Blumlet. That was quite a win for her.
It really was. Everybody had just about written her political obituary, and when she, you know, got only 45% of the vote in the primary a couple of weeks ago, everybody figured that this was it. And you know, you add to that the fact that you had these labor groups and progressives spending millions of dollars to boost her opponent. Everybody just figured, you know, the anti-incumbent sentiment was going to pick off another lawmaker, but it just didn't happen. She pivoted, made this a race against Washington, if you will, said she was going to stand up for Arkansas and eked out a victory.
Back to California, it is interesting to see two Republican women winning their respective primaries. Granted, these are both very well-known women who have run very large companies, but what do you think we should take from those victories there, and how much money has been poured into those races?
Boy, the money is just absolutely mind-boggling. When you spend $70 million of your own money to win a gubernatorial nomination, like Meg Whitman did, and then you say you're willing to spend that much again in the general race, that's just, you know, that just blows everybody's mind. And, you know, Carly Fiorina has some deep pockets as well. You know, she's got millions of dollars at her disposal. There's no question that as Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina campaign, they're going to campaign as Washington outsiders. First time either one has run for office. Meg Whitman, you know, will run against Jerry Brown, who has been governor. He's now Secretary of State. He's been a mayor. He's now Attorney General. You know, he's basically held all these position. So it's a classic insider against outsider race. And Barbara Boxer's known for some time she was going to have a tough re-election fight in her bid for a fourth term. And certainly, you know, Carly Fiorina, by all accounts, is going to give her one.
Tea Party candidates around the country, Virginia, three of them lost, but there were wins in South Carolina, Georgia, and Maine. And in Nevada, an interesting one where Sherrin Angle, backed by the Tea Party, beat two establishment Republicans and advances to take on Harry Reid.
Really, a couple of weeks ago, Sherrin Angle was, for the most part, an afterthought, and then things just kicked in for her, and she just jumped to the top of the pile and won relatively easily in a three-way race. And, you know, this is going to set up a battle with Harry Reid, sort of a classic case between a Washington kingpin and somebody who's committed to less government who wants to change Washington. And, you know, in South Carolina, Nikki Haley really benefited from the Tea Party movement. She did not win a majority. The vote fell just short, but clearly more than doubled her opponent's votes. And, you know, she's in very, very good position come the fall, or at least to win the runoff, I should say.
So overall, we did have a number of Tea Party candidates running in a number of different states. Overall, how did the Tea Party do?
Well, you know, in the bigger races, they did well. You had the Nevada race, which gives them another Senate candidate, you know, this fall. Nikki Haley looks like she, by all accounts, will be the GOP gubernatorial candidate. You know, the other ones didn't do as well. They failed to unseat some members of Congress in New Jersey. They did well in a couple of other states. So it was kind of a mixed bag. But, you know, there's no question that there's still anti-incumbent sentiment around the country.
And isn't that the biggest issue, if you think about it, whether you're an incumbent or whether you are a member of the established party? The American people are fed up with what's going on in Washington.
There's little doubt about that. The state of the economy certainly doesn't help. And let's face it, the oil spill is just grating at everybody. I mean, anybody who sees the images has to be moved by them, and it's going to have an impact. There's no question about it, and certainly the administration's trying to limit the damage, but any incumbent is going to have to be very careful this upcoming cycle.
Jerry, thank you very much for the time today. As always, good talking with you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And you as well. AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Bodlander joining us this morning on Total Information AM. It's 7:56 now on KMO.